for the body. And we came to the conclusion by the Rhema word that the body is far greater than the shadow. And this is why. Here's the title. The body being greater than the shadow is full of glory. It's full of glory. In this message, we're gonna get yet a better view of who we are as his body. A better view is coming today. He gave us his glory to unify us in oneness. I believe it's vital. Morning, I mean God. This. I believe it's vital to not only hear this, but to see this in and on our lives. I'm going to say that again. It's vital as us being one, as us being believers, that not only to continue to hear this, but we've got to see this in and on our lives. He gave us his glory for oneness, and you're going to see that in the word in just a moment. The glory is what binds us together, and hearing it only won't do it. The hearing ear and the seeing eye have got, they've got to meet. We need to be in kingdom exploits of all kinds together, all right? Whether it be outreach or fellowships or miracle meetings, even marketplace business, which I believe God is really dealing with us right now about marketplace business. He's dealing with us about joining together. I feel there's a rising in the place of business. We should all be functioning under the glory together and experiencing major, and I mean major, success together. We have the same glory. Listen, the same glory that the Father gave Jesus, we have the exact same glory. So it's time to find it in the Rhema and use it by the Rhema. Now let's go get it. In John 17, 22, and I don't have a very long message, but it's very impactful. It's on point. It's an eye opener. It's an awakening word again to really elevating to the means that we have, the fullness of God's welfare. This should cause you and give you a desire and a hunger to elevate to what's been given unto us already. In John 17, 22, which we left off, I believe, in last week, he says here, and the glory which thou gavest me, this is amazing, which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. Again, this came out of a fragment from what was taught, and it's become a whole meal in my spirit. And in all sincerity, I never really looked at the fact that the glory is the binding factor to oneness. He said, and the glory which thou gavest me, I know we mentioned it, but it really took me over. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them that they may be one, even as we are one. Now, we all know that the definition of glory does mean estimate. This is old store. So if old store is coming up, that's a time that you need to lift your hands and receive, because the new is already bringing forth the old. The glory, it means estimate. It means point of view, or it means opinion. All right. So basically, he's given us the first dimension of glory is to bring forth what we all thought was glory, is the mind of God. It is the mind of God. We don't just move into Shekinah. We don't just move into Shekinah where the glory is seen, it's thick, the supernatural is popping off. No, we get into Shekinah, we get into the power of God by way of the mind of God. When you tap into his estimate or point of view or opinion, which we always do in the Rhema word, here's a message from old, here's another old story, revelation, prophetess preach, just don't stop there. You can't stop at just receiving the estimate, point of view, or opinion. You've got to keep moving, because there's another dimension in glory, which we're going to fully and thoroughly describe. All right. So now we know that we have his mindset. He said, I gave it to him. He said, the same glory, Father, that you gave me, I have given unto them. Why? So they can be one. They can experience the welfare, the kingdom in its totality, just like I do with you. That's what Jesus was saying. So now the glory of God, again, is the mind of God. It's what creates the tangible glory, such as there's the more definitions coming out of the word glory, which in the Greek is doxa. All right. So this is what comes out. If we're walking in his mind, this should be the result, because he said, I gave it to him just like you gave it to me. We can't stop at having his mind, his point of view, and his opinion. That's not all he gave us. But more of the definition describes this. It means magnificence, excellence, preeminence, dignity, grace, majesty. Listen to this. It means the kingly majesty, which belongs to him as supreme ruler. Now, he did not give us a lesser glory than what he has. Why? We're his body. We have to match the head. If the head moves in supremacy, so does the body. If the head moves in majesty, so does the body.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We don't walk in a lesser glory. He said it right there. The glory which thou hast given me, I have given them. We don't walk in a lesser glory. We walk in the same glory. The kingly majesty, which belongs to him as supreme ruler. That's us. The majesty in a sense of absolute, listen, absolute perfection of the deity. That's the glory he's given us. We can no longer afford to stop at just having his mind. That's the beginning of the glory. But the mind is supposed to produce the majesty, kingly majesty, unto a place of what? The kingly majesty of the Messiah. The same majesty that the head is walking in, the body must walk in. Absolute perfection of the deity. Glory be to God. They absolutely, listen to this. Here's another definition. Same that word, doxa. The absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. The absolutely perfect inward or personal excellency of Christ. It also means the majesty again. And then it means a most glorious condition. Watch this. I love this right here. This is one of my favorite. Most exalted state.
Bless God.
This is revealing the highest level of elevated peace. It's the highest level of peace. It's our most exalted state. The same that was on Christ Jesus is on the body. We've got to begin to match the head. We've got to go beyond just having the mind of God through the rhema word periodically, and step into this manifested view, or this manifestation of what the glory is. The Bible says this. This is, we look like, I'm going to say this, and I don't want to scare you, but we kind of look like that fig tree. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It's supposed to manifest. But the fig tree was told to bear figs at the time of leaves, but it didn't. We're told that we should be walking in absolute perfect inward and personal excellency of Christ. We should be walking in the majesty. We should be walking in the most exalted state. And we look like that oxymoronic fig tree that was not doing what it was created to do. He's given us the totality of his glory, not just every now and then we tap into the mind of God, because we get in the rhema, we become propitiated. We can't stop there. The glory that was given was the same that Jesus walked in the earth. In fact, it goes beyond that, because he's in the full state of his glory.
Hallelujah. Bless God.
Hallelujah. We've been called to this. We've been called to this. And I want to shake, rattle, and roll everybody that's listening to me right now, because it shake, rattle, and roll me as I was looking at this, and I'm like, come on, God, you keep giving us insights and you keep giving us rhemas about moving into manifestation like never before. Lord, please endow us with an apostolic focus so we can really walk it out and become your glory in the earth.
Yes, Lord.
I don't want to just get on the line here and not move and see. I want to walk in the fullness of his glory.
Yes, Lord God.
The most glorious condition. Watch this. It also means most exalted state. Most exalted state, hence elevated peace. This is the highest level of peace, people of God on the line. This is the highest level of peace. When we match the glory of the head, this is the highest level of peace. It doesn't get any higher than this. It's the most highest level that we can achieve. It is the peace that's God and Christ Jesus know it themselves. The absolute perfect excellency of Christ is on the body. It's on the body. Jesus. This is what he's given us. It's been with us all this time. And that really made me think. I'm like, jeepers, man, come on, really? It's been here all this time. That the glory that comes through his mind, his opinion, his point of view, his estimate also produces the highest level, the most exalted state that there is. The fullness of the power of God is there readily available unto us as we maintain our positions in his mindset, in his rhema. We should be carrying glory, manifesting glory. This is the ultimate dimension of welfare. When Jesus needed something, he pulled it out of the kingdom of God. When he needed something, it always was made manifest. He always pulled from the kingdom, the glory that was in the kingdom. He didn't rely on what he saw in the earth realm. When he told them to cast their nets on the other side, he was seeing what was the provisions of the kingdom. They couldn't find those provisions. They were in the same lake that he told them to cast. They toiled all night. There was nothing there, but Jesus pulled from the storehouse of the kingdom, the welfare of the kingdom. He saw it, and it was so. He pulled glory. He walked in glory. Everything he did was glorious. Everything. When death was there, he replaced it with life. Glory. He always brought people in the highest exalted state after he was finished dealing with them. They were in their highest state. He always brought them there. When he left his apostles and he ascended on high, they moved in the state of his glory because of their oneness of mind. The glory of God continued to be made manifest on the earth. It didn't stop. Why? Because they stayed in oneness of mind with the head.
Jesus.
It's time to live and function in the glory, being honest with you. It really is.
Yes, it
Listen,
is.
The Christianity can become very mundane if we don't walk in the glory. I'll say that again. It's not blasphemous. Christianity can become very mundane if we don't see the glory. We live, not love. In the note it says love, but we live. And I've said this on so many messages. We live way beneath our given estate. This is what's going to deliver us. Listen, manifest glory is what's going to deliver us and protect us from the cares of this life. Again, Christianity can become very mundane when there's very little manifestation of glory, because the glory was what was called to bind us together in oneness with him and with ourselves. The glory is our protector. The glory is what gives us our get up and go. As God is manifesting in our lives, as God is blessing, favoring, healing, delivering, it's what keeps us, it's what binds us, it's what shields us.
Hallelujah.
And it gives us purpose to move together. It gives us an excitement, if you will, to move together as we're watching kingdom exploits, kingdom success. It will cause us to bind together.
Yes, God.
That's what they experience in Acts. That's why I can't get over Acts 2, 3, 4, and even 5. I can't get away from it because they experience this. And they broke bread from house to house with singleness of heart, staying, abiding in the apostles' doctrine day.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
They were experiencing why? You think they did it because they kept just hearing? No, they did it because they were hearing and seeing what they were hearing. They got the mind of God on the inside, and the glory of God appeared on the outside. It's been written in so many prayers, that which is working on the inside will be proven on the outside. That's the glory. Yeah, this is what's going to deliver us. It's going to deliver us from the cares of this life. It's going to help us to break the mold of inconsistency of being in the mind of God and then out of the mind of God, in the mind of God, then out. No, when the glory, when the fullness of glory, when the perfect supremacy is made manifest, trust me, you won't be in and out anymore. This is why he revealed Acts to us the way that he did. This is why he's been speaking to us by the book of Acts. He caused them to elevate to his perfect excellency. He caused them to elevate to his perfect excellency. How? Spiritually, they elevated. Financially, they elevated. And physically, they elevated to his perfect excellency. The body was matching the head in the book of Acts.
Amen.
Jesus prayed a prayer, said, Father, please let them be where I am. It makes absolute sense. Where the head is, the body should be also. He said, please let them be where I am, that they may behold my glory, that they may see it themselves. This is why he prayed like that. When we elevate spiritually, which we do quite often, but then financially and physically, when deliverance has its full course, we'll match the head and we'll stay connected to the head. They became his glory. They matched the head of the body, which is Christ. As he is, so were they in this life. Hallelujah. He gave them his glory. He gave them his glory. He gave them his glory. And as he gives, watch this. He gave them his glory. As he did with them, so he did with us. All right? He's given us the same glory. How? Through their word. He gave them the glory, and he had given us the glory, the same glory, the same thing he did with them, he gave to us. I'm going to show you in just a second.
Amen.
It wasn't meant for the first apostles. It was meant for us also. In John 17, 20, he says, neither pray I for these alone. Watch this. But for them, somebody say, I am them. Yes, me too. But for them also, which shall believe on me through their word. So as he was praying for them to have the glory, he already prayed for you. He prayed for Elizabeth and Jordan. He prayed for Matthew. He prayed for Elijah. He prayed for Layla. He prayed for all of us. He prayed for my wife. He prayed for myself, my children. He prayed that we, watch this, all of us, all of TGM, whether I named you or not, all of us, he prayed that we would have the same glory.
Yes. Yes, he did.
He didn't just pray, oh, that was the first 12 apostles you did that for. The devil's a liar. John 17, 20 says, if I believe on him through their word, he prayed also. That means I was in that. Listen, here's one for you. Watch how easy it is. If you believe, he prayed for you.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen. Simple as that. You can put it to bed. If you believe, that means he prayed for you. And if you believe, that means you're a glory carrier. You're an automatic glory carrier. Why? Because he prayed on for those that would believe on him through what they were preaching. Only thing I read is what they preached. That's all I got.
Bless God.
So that means he caused me to believe through their word. That means I'm attached to the glory that he said I'm praying that they receive.
Amen.
We are glory carriers. For real, for real. And how I tap into the absolute perfect estate is by staying. Somebody say staying. By staying in the mind of God. Staying in the reign of word. I move through the mind. I move through the mind. Now I start moving in manifestation. There are streams. There are businesses that God is beginning to unlock. This glory is starting to matriculate our way. There's healing going on in our lives, in our bodies, in our home lives. There's healing going on in relationships. The glory is beginning to matriculate. But we can't stop there. No. I want to elevate. Excuse me. I'm going to scroll all the way back up. I want to elevate to the absolute perfect and personal excellency of Christ.
Amen.
I want to elevate to the kingly majesty, which belongs to him as supreme ruler. That's where the body belongs. We should be supreme ruler in the earth. What we say, I love where Evangelist Benita was this morning. What we say should be manifested.
Amen.
Be why?
Amen.
Listen, say it from a place of understanding, all right, that you are supreme ruler, all right? Any of you parents that have to enforce every now and then on your children, you know that God has called you to a ruling state over your children, in a sense, not to dominate like that. But when you say something that needs to be done, they understand because you use your understanding of who you are. Well, the reason why things don't manifest in the earth is because you're not speaking from the kingly majesty, which belongs to you as supreme ruler. You're not speaking from there. You're speaking because the Bible told you to speak. That's not good enough. Speak from the understanding that you are in the body of Christ and you are part of the supremacy of Christ. You have majesty on you. You have majesty on you. And when you open your mouth, things listen. All right. Somebody say amen if you're with me.
Amen.
Amen.
So now, neither pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. And here we go. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15 and 16. Ephesians 4, verse 15 and 16. But speaking the truth in love, this is what it tells us. And we read this before, but we're going to get a whole new insight on it. But speaking the truth in love, this is how it comes down. This is a picture of how this glory flows. All right. But speaking the truth in love, we may grow up into him in all things, which is the head. There it is. Even Christ. All right. Watch this now. Watch this connection. We're going to take our time with this connection. There is a colon there. So that means this sentence isn't finished, which is the head. Even Christ, connect the next verse to it now. Even Christ from whom? So we got to read it like that. Even Christ from whom? Even Christ from whom? The whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth according to the effectual working in the measure of every part maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Whoa, that's a mouthful. But let's look at the beginning of this scripture. This is how this glory comes, which it says we may grow up into him where? In all things. That means full welfare. We're going to grow up in all things. Spirit, soul, body, money, everything. We're going to grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, okay? From whom? So now, it's coming from Christ. It's coming from Christ, the head. It comes from Christ, the head. From whom the whole, now, we become fitly joined together. How? From Christ. Now, let's break this down for a minute. What in the world? From Christ, right? Christ means anointed, which we all know, right? So the whole body is to be fitly joined together from Christ, from the anointed. What is the anointed? It is, what is the anointed with? The anointing, all right? Watch me now. Watch how it comes from the head. What is, okay, what is the anointing? Well, it, our home scripture for our ministry is this right here. But the anointing you have received of him abideth in you. Whoa. The anointing which you have received of him abideth in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teacheth you of all things and is truth and is no lie, and even as it hath taught you, you shall abide in him. Wait a minute. So the anointing really is being revealed according to 1 John 2:27. It's nothing short than the rhema word of God.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. If you're under the rhema, it's teaching you and it's causing you to abide. Listen, abide in him. If you're abiding in him, that means the glory that's on the head is on you. Because the anointing that's teaching you is causing you to abide. That means you become.
Amen.
Proof to you that you become. Jesus, help us here.
Jesus.
Because you're being taught of the anointing. The anointing, what do you mean the anointing? Well, it's not just supernatural happenings that's teaching you. That's not what's teaching you. The anointing is teaching you that it's the rhema word. It's the spirit of the word that's teaching you. That's why it says you don't need a man to teach you. Why? Because the anointing, I may be a mouthpiece, but it is not my teaching you. It is the anointed word of God teaching you. It has nothing to do with me other than the fact that I yield to what he wants to communicate. That's it. But I take no glory in communicating it. It's the anointing on my life teaching you. It's the anointing that teaches us. It is the rhema word that teaches us. So proof being that if you are in the rhema, you abide in him. So therefore, the same glory that's on the head is flowing to the body.
Yes, God.
The anointing is what teaches us all things. It is the spirit of the word that quickens and gives life. It is nothing short of the rhema word of God. Listen to me. Here we go. So now, what does the anointing do? It joins us. We just saw that. It joins us. Didn't we not read that? It means it joins together. Now, do I have to scroll back up and show you again? All right. It says here, that you may grow up in him in all things, from even the head, even Christ, from which the whole body is fitly joined together. So this anointed word, this rhema word, is joining us. Stay with me, guys, because it makes a lot of sense of how we're going to move in glory together. The anointed word is joining us together. It's joining us together. It means to organize compactly. All right, and I feel this, and I think every Ramaite on the line that's a part of this house will feel this. I know that we are compacted together. When I get around my brothers and sisters in the house of TGM, we are compacted together. I know that. The word has organized us compactly. We are tight when it comes to this thing. People can't break this bond. They can't break it. Why? Because it's the Rhema word that's doing it. It's joining us together, all right? The key word here that we never really studied out is the word compacted. That's the key, that we're being compacted together. And I want you to imbibe this and feel it so that now you can understand that you're a part of the body of glory. So as you're feeling compacted, you're intrigued by this word. If you're dialing the line, if you're sitting in the room, if this word is calling you, it's compacting you. It's joining us together compactly. Now watch this. The word compacted means this. Watch this. You're going to love this. I thought of you, Elder Donna. It means this, to force. All right? To force by reduplication. Oh, boy. This is what's happening. We're reduplicating who Christ is as the head. It's happening. And in that reduplication, it's uniting us.
Amen.
The word, the mind of God, we are reduplicating him because we have his mind. It's happening. And in that happening, it unites. Listen, it also means, compact, it means in association or affection. We have the same affection about the Rhema word. We could all be going through hell and high water, but our affection about the Rhema has not changed. We are affected. It means mentally. That's what's happening. Our minds are so alike. Why? Because we're being fitly joined.
Hallelujah, Lord.
We are being fitly joined. Our minds are so alike. People say they could get online. I'm telling you, they say all of us sound the same. Why? Because this is a part, and God wants you to get this morning, that you are part of the body that's being joined by the anointed Rhema word. So you, body, are a glory-carrying vessel. It means to unite, or it means to knit together in affection. We all feel the same way when we're under this word together. We all get the same feeling. And you know what that feeling is? It's propitiation becoming our vision, and persuasion is becoming our force. That's
hallelujah.
The affection that we're feeling. Here's another definition of compacted. It means to put together in one's mind. It's putting us together in the mind of Christ. It's putting us together in his mind. We're being knitted by his mind. And there's proof to that. And I can say for every house that believes in their leader, in their man of God, as carrying the word, the same thing is happening across the world, all over the world. For every house, that every leader that's following their leader, that's following the voice of God, that's following the mind of God, it's happening all over the world. And I can tell you, TGM, that as we stick to it together, it's happening here. We are part of this glorious, glory-carrying body.
Thank you, Lord.
God wants you to understand that you have supremacy on your life. You have authority on your life. Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
When the mind says something, the body just moves with it. When the mind says it, the body does it.
Yes, God.
When the mind says it, the body does it. It's the same supremacy. It's the same ruling factor. It's deep proof that the Rhema word, it's the Rhema word that unites us as his body. It's deep proof. It's not the surface level or entry level of believing in Jesus. It's his mind that causes our affection to match. As we continue in the study, we all become affectionate about the study, and the study is him. This is why we all keep coming back. We have truly become affectionate in oneness of mind. Please, we need to recognize this and recognize that we are his body. We yes. are his welfare. We are his glory. We are glory carriers. We are glory carriers. Now, I'm going to tell on myself. I really am. I'm going to tell on myself. It's a terrible thing when you tell your body and your mind to do something and your body can't do it the way it's supposed, the way that you're thinking it. It's a terrible thing. As you age, the things you used to do when you were younger, you know, used to jump over fences, used to do all this stuff. If my mind ever told my body to jump over a fence right now, I'd look like a fool. What am I saying? When his mind communicates something, and what it's communicating to us of what we, the power and authority that we have, we're making the head look foolish. Because what the mind says to this body, it should be done.
Amen.
It should be done. And watch how it works. In aging, when you age, the mind still matches the body. Because the mind won't tell you something the body can't do. But watch this. The Bible says about the mind of our mind, our head, it says this, we can do all things.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. There is no limitation here. When the mind says it, it can be done. When the mind says, lay your hands on it, it shall be done. When the mind says, speak to the four winds, it shall bring forth. You have to understand, when the mind is revealing that you're full of power, full of glory, full of majesty, it's telling you what you've got already. It should be done. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
It's already telling you. Success is yours. Prosperity belongs to you. Favor belongs to you. Deliverance is yours. That's what the head is saying. Now, body, line up to the glory.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes, God.
We are his welfare. One last stamp of proof that the glory binds us together. It binds us together, that when we're together, when we're in this agreement together, listen, and it's not forced agreement. It's a place in the word. It's a place in the rhema that brings our agreement. Now watch this. Now it's important that we begin to see the glory. It's so important. All right. It's the second level of believing. We've been only kind of operating half mast. All right. We don't have our flag fully hoisted, and we need to fully hoist it. And what we need to do is begin to see this so we can become full believers and we can be fully bound together. Simple scripture says in John 2 and 11, and I'm closing. John 2 and 11 says, this beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth. There's that word, Elder Allison, thought about you here. Manifested forth his glory. And what happened? And his disciples believed on him. All right. So now when the glory came forth, I believe Elder Allison taught about that when the new will bring forth the old, that in the bringing forth, that's how they were unified back then, that when God blessed their harvest with 3 years worth after in the seventh year, they brought forth. The new was bringing forth. It's something about when the glory comes forth. It says the beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed on him. This is to me the binding factor. Amen. We've got to bring forth the glory. It will stabilize our belief. It will stabilize our oneness. Just as Elder Allison taught, as we come into the obedience together in the rhema, that the old would bring forth the new. There's a manifestation that comes as a result of it. It is in the bringing forth that will truly bind us into oneness, as I stated. As Jesus brought forth his glory, they believed on him. Too often we miss a key factor in our belief together. The glory is missing. The manifest glory. It's missing too often. It's too often missing. And how do we change this? By staying in the word. It does the answer doesn't change. By staying in the word. We all know when we get lazy. We all know when we fall away. We don't see the glory like we should. Period. So too often we miss this key factor, and it stagnates our belief, and it even causes a life of a Ramaite to be kind of mundane. We got to break this. Somebody say amen if you agree with that.
Amen.
Amen.
We've got to break it. It's got to be broken. that we stay and until the glory, the mind, becomes the absolute perfect state of his excellency, where it becomes his supremacy, his ruling is made manifest, all right? So now, watch this. The word forth means this. This is what Jesus did with his glory. It says, the word forth means to make actual and visible. All right? He made it realized. He caused it to become known. I like this one too. To be plainly recognized. And I like this one for all of the house of TGM. It will give us thorough understanding of who and what one really is. That's what bringing forth does. It causes thoroughly understood who and what one is. You don't know you're the body because we're not bringing forth the glory. You don't have a thorough understanding that you really are the, I mean it the way I'm saying it. You are the body of Jesus Christ. You don't thoroughly know it because you're not bringing forth. I will go ahead and slap us all at the same time. We are not bringing forth. So there's no thorough understanding of who and what you really are. We got to change that. We have to change it. My last note, when we start to walk in his glory, through our being corporately joined, we will thoroughly understand that we truly are the body. I want a thorough understanding that when I get up every morning, when I wasn't feeling myself, feeling like my normal self, lethargic, not feeling physically good, needing rest, whatever, I got a text from Elder Allison. She said to me, she said, remember, we are his body and his body is already healed. See, when you bring that forth, and I'm going to be honest. I was in not just a physical funk, but I was like in a mental funk. I told you since I've been preaching this message, I've been under some serious personal attack from both the devil and my flesh becoming lethargic and not really moving in a caring motion. But in all sincerity, I felt the prayers of the saints, and I got up early, and I got up and I started to really, really dig into the word. And I started to work on a new stream that God has given me financially. And I just started to move differently. And I felt the prayers of the body. And I attributed that to joints supplying my joint. Other joints began to supply. People began to intercede. And I could literally feel Amen. That. I even sent a text back to Elder Allison, I believe. And I told her, I said, I feel the prayers of the body. I can feel it. And now I want to move in this in its totality. I want to do that. I want to continue. I said, again, got to yield my supply. Got to get my supply. Got to do what I do. My joint has a supply. And I'm a part of bringing forth his glory. We all play a part of it. But when we all start to move in it like they did in Acts, man, they thoroughly began to understand who and what they really were. They really began to get the revelation of this thing. And as we see this visible glory, we will have a thorough understanding. Don't play with me. I'm a part of the body of Jesus Christ. Sickness, don't play with me. Debt, lack, don't play with me.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
I'm a part of the glory. I'm a part of the highest supremacy ever known. Don't play with me. And we will take a position that's completely different. And we will speak from a place of absolute ruling, knowing that we rule. We won't be timid in the spirit. We won't be timid with our words, my God. No, we won't. Because when we bring forth the glory, we will thoroughly understand who and what we are. That's key. Glory be to God. That's key. And the devil likes to strip our confidence. Yes. He likes to strip it. He likes to take it.
Yes.
And then we begin to speak from a lesser state. No, we are at the highest level. Exalted at the highest level. We are the body of Jesus Christ and nothing less. We will dictate and we together will pour out welfare, success, salvation, all of it will be coming forth. It will be coming forth, but we've got to get past just having his mind. We've got to actualize what's coming from the mind. And we do that by opening our mouths and recognizing, staying in a place of propitiation where it becomes our vision. And in that propitiation, we know we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. We know we can. The mind is willing us on to victory. The mind is willing us on to success. The mind is telling us, get up, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. Mind is saying, no, 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 you can't stay here. There's much more to see. There's much more to walk in. It's more glory than what you know. And the mind is saying that to us. And we need to listen. And don't let what's in our ocular vision stop us. Because we have supremacy in Christ. We have ruling. We are the ruling factor. Nothing can tell us no. Absolutely nothing. So let's go. Shift, flow, let's go. Come on, TGM. Come on. Come on, house, let's go. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. The mind is saying, come on, come on, I've given it to you. I've given it to you. You can do this. It's already there. You have my glory, the same glory that was given unto me, I have given unto you. You have the mind of my Father. And with his mind comes his abilities. Lay hands on the sick. Speak to the four winds. Change the atmosphere of not enough into the atmosphere that pours out more than enough. Look at your tillage. There's much food already in the tillage of the poor. Judge correctly, says the mind. Judge it correctly, says the mind. Judge it correctly. Don't see there's lack. No, no, no. I told you all provisions are already in your tillage. Now, by the place of peace, thank me for my prosperity. Thank me for the favor. Thank me for the release of welfare. Line up to the way I live in heaven. Line up to me. For if the head is, then so is the body. Full of glory. Full of my glory, full of, full, man, full. Look at your hands again. Overlap one hand to the other. Just touch your hands and realize that these are the hands of Christ Jesus. These are the hands of the body of Christ. There's healing in your hands. There's favor with everything that you touch. You have the Midas touch. Everything you touch turns to gold. Everything you do is favored. There's healing in these hands. There's healing all through them. You are part of the body. The head, which is Christ, is connected to these hands. They're connected. Oh, and the enemy likes to smoke screen that and take away that truth. But oh, when we get back under the mind of God, how we take our rightful place and position. Make it a point to stay here in the mind.
Hallelujah.
So the inward glory can reflect on the outside. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah, God.
He's teaching us how to abound everywhere in all things. We're still in the abounding winds. He's teaching us how to win. And he's been so patient. And he said, and I will continue to be patient. But every day is your choice. Every moment is your choice. You can align yourself with the head. I've given you my glory. I've given you my word. I've already given you my word. Only thing you have to do is press play. Stay in it. And success and salvation and success will be made manifest all around you. Hallelujah. Father, we give you glory for your word today. We certainly do. We give you glory, Master. We give you glory for the truth of your word. We thank you for unveiling the fact that we are the glory carriers. We are carriers of your glory. My goodness, how we shortchange ourselves, Father, but not anymore. We know that when we're in this realm of how the mind shifts and how propitiation steps in. We know it. My goodness, we know it. But all the glory has come at that time. Supremacy is ours. We take a place of ruling. Head, not the tail. Above, not beneath. Lenders, not borrowers. Give you praise for this. Help us to maintain our position. Keep us in focus. Keep us in focus. And when focus is being lost, help us to refocus again. Simple as that. We give you praise, Jesus. Give you praise. Elder Allison says, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Elder Donna says, amen and amen. Evangelist Darrell says, glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on, apostle. Hallelujah. It is the anointing teaching us. Hallelujah. You got that right. It certainly is. Javon says, glory carriers. Evangelist says, the light afflictions we have experienced cannot compare. You better talk about it. To the glory that's being made manifest. So true. Elder Donna says amen. And Evangelist Darrell reacts to the light afflictions with thumbs up.
Hallelujah.
I heard Evangelist Benita say that we are endowed with his glory this morning. And then the prayer that Elder read was so on point, man. So many things were in that prayer that proved and confirmed. My goodness. Come on. It's time. It is absolutely our time. He's revealing it is our time. It's really our time. It really is. It's time.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Don't let the distractions of this world, man. Don't let them sidewind you. Don't let them blindside you. Don't let them push you to the side. Don't let them steal time anymore. Don't let them. Do what you have to do. You can watch a game and be in the spirit of the mind of the spirit. You can stand strong, steadfast, unmovable. Keep the glimpse, praise God. keep the glimpse. He likes that. I'll tell you from experience, he loves it that when you're up against it and all hell is breaking loose around you and you might enter a lethargic state and all of a sudden you just grab a glimpse of what's been said last. And that one glimpse becomes, my goodness, it becomes vision. All of a sudden, God likes that. He likes to watch you hold the glimpse no matter what you've been going through. He loves when you hold the glimpse of the rhema word and that you're holding on to it and that you're not letting it go. He loves to watch your tenacity. I'm talking to somebody. And just understand that he doesn't look at you as the lesser because you're going through something. This is the Spirit of the Lord talking to you. But he loves the fact that you will hold the glimpse. And by holding the glimpse, he can reveal all of his glory all over again. So yeah, you may be up and down sometimes. It might be hard at times. But boy, oh boy, you're a dog to the bone. And your father loves that. He loves it. And remember this, and just remember this, and I promise to close. Remember this. The Bible says all of his glory will fill the earth.
Amen, God.
All of this glory is going to, and you're going to see it. You're going to experience it. You're going to know it. In other words, I'm just simply telling you, you win. You're going to win. Spirit, soul, and body. It's already prophesied. Why? Because Jesus prayed for you. And if you believe, you're a part of that glory that's about to fill the earth. You're blessed. You are blessed, man of God. You are blessed, woman of God. You are blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I'm finished right there. I'm done. That's all I got for you.